Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss this week. The first is the elections that are coming very soon now. Tuesday, April 9th, will be the elections for the Israeli Knesset, for the Israeli Parliament. And why Moshe Feiglin and Miflegat Zehut, the Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, are the only choice for anyone who is a true right-wing supporter of Israel. And why the other three parties that are often mentioned as so-called right-wing parties are all terrible choices, disastrous choices. That's going to be the first subject. The second subject is going to be how the left-wing news media has already shown that their early favorite in the race for president next year is Beto O'Rourke, the left-wing anti-Semite. And that can be very significant because you remember they started promoting Barack Hussein Obama in 2007, 2008, and they put Obama in the White House. And they're starting to try to do this with O'Rourke now. So we're going to discuss the implications of what that can mean next year and how we have to confront that danger, because O'Rourke is a very dangerous Jew hater. Let's start off, though, with the election. The election in Israel is coming up on Tuesday, April 9th. And as you know, we support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. But there are three parties that claim to be right-wing parties and that people on the right, unfortunately, sometimes support. And we're going to discuss all three of them. Let's start off with the Union of Right-Wing Parties. That's a party, that's a Knesset list that was put together out of three parties. Three parties got together, including Otzma. Otzma and Itamar Ben-Gvir claim to be Kahanists. And they're one of those three parties. So you have people on the right that support them and think that they're voting for a party that includes Kahanists. That party is not a right-wing party. Rafi Peretz is the head of that party list. Rafi Peretz from the so-called Jewish Home Party. He's the chairman. He's the one running number one on the list. And Rafi Peretz this past week praised the Israeli government for supporting and giving free housing, free food, free schools to illegal aliens from Africa who have invaded Israel. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from the third world are invading the tiny state of Israel. This is in addition to millions of Arab Muslims in the country that don't want a Jewish state. And now on top of that, we have hundreds of thousands of third world illegal aliens coming in. Mostly from Africa, mostly Muslim, black Muslims from Africa. And Rafi Peretz went on a tour of South Tel Aviv, which is over 70% African illegal aliens, African Muslim illegal aliens. Over 70% of the population of South Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is the biggest city in Israel. Over 70% are illegal aliens from Africa. And Rafi Peretz goes on a tour, and the first thing he says, and we've shown this in Hebrew, we showed him saying this in Hebrew, and we've done a video on it in Hebrew. The first thing he says is, look at this wonderful school. Look how we're helping the illegal aliens. We have to make sure they live normal lives when they come here. We have to help them. Look at the beautiful school we built for them, for their children. Look at the wonderful things we're doing for them. This is a badge of honor, he said. He said, this is a badge of honor for the state of Israel that we're helping these illegal aliens. That is the head of the Union of Right-Wing Parties in Israel. Needless to say, these illegal aliens are murdering, raping, and attacking Jews who are stuck in South Tel Aviv, which has turned into a crime zone, a war zone, because of this invasion that is taking place. And Rafi Peretz says that it's wonderful that we're helping the illegal aliens feel nice and comfortable there. Well, first of all, you're never going to be able to get the illegal aliens out of Israel if you're going to make them comfortable, if you're going to give them free housing, free food, all these other benefits that they would never get in the jungles of Africa. If you're going to give them that, Of course they're going to stay in Israel. And of course they're going to have more babies and become more and more of a demographic threat. And of course hundreds of thousands of additional illegal aliens are going to come into Israel, sneaking into Israel, if they see this is what you get. You will never solve the problem of illegal aliens in Israel. You will never solve this problem. And it will only get worse and worse, God forbid. Unless you finally have a true right-wing party in Israel. And Rafi Peretz and the union of right-wing parties that even Itamar Ben-Gvir and Otzma are running with, they are not the solution. They're part of the problem. They've been part of the government. Their party, Bezalel Smotrich, and his National Union Party, which is one of the three parties on this list, Bezalel Smotrich and his party wanted to give the Negev, which is southern Israel, over to the Bedouin Muslim Arabs. They all of a sudden initiated a plan. You know what? Let's give the Negev over to the Bedouin Muslim Arabs. Let's let them have communities and build housing for them and hand over huge amounts of land to them that they've seized, huge amounts of land illegally. Let's hand it all over to them and let them take over the Negev. All of a sudden, they came up with this insane plan. And the Negev is within pre-1967 Israel. Even that they're handing over to our enemies. So this party that Itamar Ben-Gvir is running with, that the Otzma party is running with, is a disaster. A disaster. And should not be supported under any circumstances, unless you support illegal alien invasions of Tel Aviv and all the cities in Israel. Now, the second party is the party of Naftali Bennett, the so-called New Right Party, which is not new and it's not right. This is the party that supported the expulsion of Jews in Amona. Jews were thrown out of their homes in Amona. Hundreds of Jewish families expelled and thrown out of and removed from their land. This is the party that supports the Oslo concepts of Section A, Region A, Region B, Region C. Bennett uses all the terminology of Oslo and supports Oslo, supports the concepts of Oslo. He says we're going to give autonomy to the Arabs in Judea and Samaria. Autonomy, as Henry Kissinger, Yimach Shmo, once said, always leads to independence. And if you recall, Oslo originally said autonomy. That's what Oslo originally said, because the people who created Oslo knew that autonomy would lead to an independent state. In addition to that, Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked, the two heads of this party, the so-called New Right Party, they supported the torture of Jewish kids at the hands of the Shabak. The Shabak are the Israeli KGB, who tortured Jewish kids because they supposedly were members of an organization called Tag Mechir that retaliated against Arab terrorists. Most of their retaliation was graffiti. They just sprayed graffiti on Arab property. And Jewish kids were rounded up. Jewish kids who didn't even have anything to do with this were rounded up. Dozens of them were tortured, physically tortured, day and night tortured. And Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked defended the torture tactics of the Shabak. And Ayelet Shaked was the so-called justice minister when this took place. They would never do this to Arab terrorist mass murderers. They release, Naftali Bennett supported the release of thousands of Arab terrorist mass murderers. So, we should under no circumstances support their party. They're complete frauds. And then the third party, of course, is the Likud of Bibi Netanyahu. The party that just signed, they're about to sign, they just negotiated an agreement with Hamas, with the Hamas Muslim terrorists. If you don't know what Hamas is a terrorist organization that openly says that they favor the extermination of all non-Muslim infidels and the extermination of the Jewish people, a new Holocaust against the Jewish people and against all non-Muslim infidels. And these terrorist beasts have been conducting a campaign of non-stop, a war of non-stop terrorism against the Jews in Israel, firing thousands of missiles into Israel. Can you imagine if you had terrorists firing thousands of missiles into the cities of the United States, where the United States say, well, we're going to give them, let's try to bribe them and tell them, no, be nice, don't do this anymore. That's what Bibi just signed. He is giving them huge amounts of money. He's giving them huge amounts of money. Suitcases full of cash, millions of dollars in cash every month, he's handing over to the Hamas terrorists in an attempt to bribe them and beg them not to murder Jews anymore, not to fire thousands of missiles on Israeli cities. This is right wing? This is a right wing policy? Are you kidding me? And you know, it's amazing how insane some of the Jewish voters in Israel are. The polls show Israelis overwhelmingly disapprove of what Bibi is doing in Gaza with Hamas. Overwhelmingly, they're against his policies. Overwhelming majorities of Jews in Israel oppose his policies of trying to bribe and appease the Hamas terrorists. And yet, they continue to vote for him because they think he's the right wing. This is the right wing. This shows how dangerous it is to have people on the phony right in power. Moshe Feiglin favors eliminating the Hamas terrorists and favors liberating Gaza again and restoring Jewish sovereignty in Gaza and in Judea and Samaria, and favors offering compensation to the Arabs there to leave. The vast majority of Arabs would love to leave if they had that opportunity. And that's what Feiglin will do. That's what he proposes. Feiglin is the only choice for right-wing voters in Israel. Let's hope and pray he gets in. Over 1 million Israeli Jews have seen our videos, and it's working, Baruch Hashem. So far, it's working. People are turning to Feiglin. And by the way, to show that our videos have played... Now, Feiglin has another campaign. He's running his own campaign. We're running an independent campaign on his behalf. But to show you how our campaign has had a big effect, the polls show that Feiglin's voters are right-wing and young. Overwhelmingly young voters. Older voters, people my age, I'm 62 years old, people my age are not voting for Feiglin, unfortunately. But young voters in Israel, teenagers and voters in their 20s, are the people who are supporting him, and they're right-wing. Right-wing, some are religious, some are not religious, but they're on the right. They support right-wing positions. That's his constituency. And who are the people we reach with our videos? We have over 1 million views on our videos with our advertising campaign. Young, right-wing Israeli Jews. And those are the ones who are voting for him in the polls. We've had a big influence. JTF can be proud that we've had a big influence on what's going on there. I'm convinced that we've played a major role in his boost in the polls. We're certainly not the only factor. We're not even the main factor. The main factor is the campaign that he himself is running with the Zehut Party. But we've helped. We've been a real boost. We've been helping. We've assisted him with our campaign. And so we're proud of that. And if you agree that that's something to be proud of, and if you want to continue to reach the people of Israel, we're reaching thousands every day with our videos. Thousands every day are seeing our Hebrew videos in Israel. If you want to continue to reach them, and if you understand that this is important, JTF is the place to be. This is where the action is. I don't know of any other American organization in the United States that offers you a chance to directly reach the Jews of Israel with a true right-wing message, with a true Zionist message. I don't think there's any other American organization that offers you that chance. We do. Okay. So that's the elections in Israel. Let's hope, God willing, that the polls are right, and let's hope, God willing, that he gets in the Knesset, that Feiglin gets in the Knesset, and that he can do some good in the next Knesset, and finally there'll be a voice of truth with some truth there. And we don't agree with Feiglin on everything. As we mentioned, we disagree with him on legalizing marijuana. We disagree with him on that. So we have our differences of opinion with him. But there's so many critical issues where he's the only voice of truth. It's essential that we have him in the Knesset, because right now there is no voice of truth, and none of the other parties represent the voice of truth. The second subject we want to discuss is the presidential election in the United States next year. As we've mentioned before, we detest Donald Trump. He's a terrible president. He's immoral. He's a slob. He uses filthy. I mean, even now he had, even after the report from Mueller came out, he had to use curse words and dirty language. He's a filthy slob. I mean, how can you have a president that gets in front of an audience with children in the audience and start using foul language and curse words? He's disgusting. His personal life is disgusting. His business life is disgusting. His presidency is disgusting. We can't stand him. But we have a serious problem in the United States. The Democrats are even worse. What are we going to do? The Democrats are worse. And so we're going to be an important voice, possibly, in the 2020 election because we may be the voice that tells people, hey, we understand because we're in the same position you are. We can't stand either one. We don't like Trump and we don't like the Democrats. But let's face it, the socialist, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel Democrats are even worse. That's the way it looks right now. Unless Trump releases this so-called peace plan and starts pressuring Israel to commit suicide, and if he starts pressuring Israel to commit suicide to accept his so-called peace plan, then all bets are off. Then we're going to remain neutral. But the way things look now, we have a situation where even though we are never Trumpers, when we say never Trump, we mean we would never like him. But out of a situation where we have no choice, we're going to have to oppose the Democrats because they are absolutely terrible. And one of the examples is Beto O'Rourke. Beto, by the way, is not his real name. I don't even remember what his real name is, but Beto is not his real name. He used the name Beto to try to pretend that he's Mexican because he ran in a section of South Texas that is now overwhelmingly Mexican. He's actually 100% Irish American. He's not in any way Mexican, doesn't have an ounce of Mexican blood in him, but he pretends to be Mexican when he's among them. He was pretending, as a local official running, he was pretending to be Mexican when he ran around, among Mexican voters. It's part of his little dishonest shtick. And the media is promoting him day and night. I'll give you an example. There was a poll that was taken by Quinnipiac that shows him now in third place among the candidates running for president. The Democrat, you have Joe Biden, who has huge name recognition. He was vice president. He's the front runner now. And Bernie Sanders has huge name recognition because he was the runner-up candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination in 2016. Those are the two front runners. Of course, that doesn't have that much meaning right now because it's mainly the fact that people just know them and know their names. That can quickly change. As soon as the primaries and caucuses come and the debates begin, that can quickly change very fast. But Beto O'Rourke, according to the Quinnipiac poll, is now in third place with 12%. He's moving up, according to that poll. But two other polls were taken that show that Beto O'Rourke is not anywhere near third place. He only has 5% in one and 6% in the other. They were taken at the same time. And those national polls were never even discussed by the media. The media is only talking about the polls that show O'Rourke in a strong position. In other words, they're promoting him. They're giving him tremendous publicity and very favorable coverage. They are promoting him the way they did with Barack Hussein Obama. He could be the Obama, God forbid, of 2020. The media wants to turn him into the Obama of 2020. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to continue like this because there are a couple of other candidates who are running that the media also likes. There's one candidate who's an open homosexual running. His name is, I think, Booty Edge. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and his name is Booty Edge. And he's a small town mayor. There's absolutely no reason why he should be in any way considered to be a candidate for president, except for the fact that he's an open homosexual, who's married, quote unquote, to another man. And so for that reason, he immediately became a star among all the media. The media loves him for that. So he may become the favorite of the media for 2020. That may happen. But right now, it looks like Beto O'Rourke is the favorite of the media. And all the Democrat candidates running, by the way, are all left-wing anti-Semites. All of them. All of them enemies of Israel. Every single one of them. Beto O'Rourke is an especially vicious enemy of Israel. But first, let's start off by speaking about what he wants to do in the United States. He held a campaign kickoff in El Paso, Texas, a couple of days ago, in which he praised the mass immigration from the third world, including illegal immigration, including the illegal aliens coming into the United States in massive numbers. He praised that. He said that that's a positive thing. And he has called, not only has he, does he oppose a wall on the southern border, which we should have, there certainly should be a wall on the southern border, but not only does Beto O'Rourke oppose a wall, the building of a wall on the southern border, he says that we should rip down even the pathetic fences that Barack Hussein Obama put up. Obama had fences on many parts of the southern border. And even Obama's fences are too much for Beto O'Rourke. He says we should take those fences down, rip those fences down. He said, tear down that wall, tear down those fences, the way Ronald Reagan said, tear down that wall at the Berlin Wall in the 1980s. So he's against any barriers, anything at all preventing people from just crossing the border in mass. And we have agents from a group, from an agent, federal agency called ICE, that are there to prevent illegal immigration, that are supposed to be preventing illegal immigration. They don't do a great job because, unfortunately, a lot of people are getting across. But at least there's someone there that does arrest certain people, detain certain people, blocks people from coming in. He's against that. He wants to eliminate ICE. He doesn't want any agencies to prevent illegal immigration, doesn't want any fences or barriers on the border, wants to open up the border completely and tell everybody in the world, you can come in now. Can you imagine if we had a president like that, God forbid? What would happen to the United States? I mean, overnight, you have any idea what type of invasion we'd be speaking about here? And this is literally what he has been saying. This is insanity. The United States would never survive his presidency. The United States, as we know it, would become a third world banana republic. It would never survive his presidency. It's over if someone like that gets elected. And he's such an anti-Semite. He supports the BDS movement. BDS is the movement to boycott Israel. That's the movement that gets its inspiration from the movement of Nazi Germany. You know, in Nazi Germany, Hitler and the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, Shem Reshayim Yirkav, may their names and memories be obliterated. Hitler and the Nazis initiated boycotts against the Jews in Germany. They used to go to Jewish stores, and they painted swastikas, and they painted Jewish stars on the Jewish stores to mark them for a boycott. And so there was a boycott of all Jewish businesses and of all Jews in Germany. This was something the Nazis initiated right before the Holocaust, and of course it led to the Holocaust. And now the BDS movement, which wants a Holocaust against the Jews in Israel, is doing the same thing to the Jews in Israel, boycotting Israel. Of course, the Arab Nazi regimes that surround Israel and that have murdered millions of their own people, monster regimes, monstrously cruel, bestial regimes, those regimes, they would never boycott. Not at all. But tiny Israel fighting for survival, the only country with even an ounce of morality in the Middle East, that they want to boycott, they want to destroy Israel, they want to wipe Israel off the map. That's the BDS movement. And Beto O'Rourke supports them. There was a resolution in the Congress to oppose the BDS movement, and Beto O'Rourke opposed it. And all, by the way, all the Democrat candidates, almost all the Democrat candidates running for president, almost all of them, Elizabeth Warren, almost all the candidates voted against the resolution to oppose BDS. Bernie Sanders, of course, was against it. Bernie Sanders is 100% in favor of anything that will destroy Israel, that Jewish communist Judenrat Kapo piece of filth. Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated. They're boycotting, and Beto O'Rourke is one of them, they're boycotting even wimpy AIPAC. AIPAC is a wimpy left-wing organization that supports creating a so-called Palestine state, which would be national suicide for Israel. Terrible organization. They call themselves the Jewish lobby. They should be the Arab lobby. And even AIPAC, they're boycotting. Now, the fact that they boycott AIPAC shows, if they boycott even AIPAC, what vicious anti-Semites they are. That means they're against all Jews, and they're against any Jewish state at all, if they're against even AIPAC. And this is Beto O'Rourke. This is who they're supporting. This is who the media is supporting, including the many Jews, the many Jewish reporters and Jews that are involved and invested in the media. Their support, they don't couldn't care. They also are anti-Israel. They're Jewish anti-Semites. Needless to say, if it's a choice between Donald Trump and Beto O'Rourke, Trump is the lesser of the evils. Now, of course, the lesser of the evils is still evil, but Trump is the lesser of the evils, and we would have to do everything we can to defeat Beto O'Rourke. We have an important election coming up in Israel in a little bit over a week from the time that we're taping this program, April 9th, Tuesday, April 9th. And you know for a couple of years now that we were supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, and all the polls always showed he never had a chance. And now the polls are showing he does have a chance. And we've been, our meager little organization ran a campaign for him with getting over 1 million views on our videos, with very effective videos promoting him. We're trying to make a difference and bring the truth to the people of Israel. Number one, we want to bring the truth to the people of Israel. Every time they see our videos, they get truth, which they won't get anywhere else. And also, beyond our videos, we're hoping that through the videos we can get Feiglin in the Knesset, because in the videos we urge people to vote for Feiglin. We can get Feiglin in the Knesset so that there'll be a voice of truth on most of the issues in Israel. I say most of the issues because we have differences of opinion with him on some of the issues. This is what we're doing to try to make a difference. And that's what we're fighting for. 100%, by the way, of the money that is given to JTF now goes to our advertising campaign to reach the Jews of Israel. And we're very proud of what we've been able to do in that campaign. As soon as the election's over on April 9th, we've got to deal with the challenges, of course, of Israel, of what's going to happen with Israel, and then we have to consider what we're going to be doing in terms of the 2020 presidential election. It looks right now like the Democrats are worse, and it looks like now, right now, like we're going to have to oppose the Democrats and fight the Democrats in next year's election. And we could be an important factor there because, not only because the Jews are 2% of the voters, but and the Jews live in states which are swing states, the Jewish voters, but Jews also have an influence way beyond their numbers in elections. And so if we can convince Jews to oppose the Democrats, convince large numbers of Jews to oppose the Democrats, which is something they haven't done in recent elections, that could make a difference. Especially if the election's close, that could make a difference. So JTF could play a role in the presidential election that could be important. And so we need to fight together. We need to work together. It looks like in Israel, our dream of having Moshe Feiglin in the Knesset and having finally a voice of truth on most of the issues, it looks like that there's a good chance that dream might come true soon. And those of you that have helped us have played a role in making that possible. Let's hope it happens, God willing, on April 9th. Join with us. Fight with us together. If we fight together as a team, we can change Jewish history. We can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.